Blog Talk Radio.
Dun, 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 dun. We need that. That throws me off. Yo, that throws me off every time. Go ahead and load that clip, man. We gotta do it like that. motherfucker wanna try to tell me, you better tell him what's going on. You're gonna mess with my money. Shit. What's going on, hey, Spence?
What's good with it? That'd be illustrious, man. It's been a long week, bro. It went by so quick.
A long week, shit. Yo. Come on, I lost 2100. Long week. I'm not even get into that, but that's where I'm at right now. Ooh. No TGIF for me. We don't know. What are we talking about today, B?
Yo, man, Super Bowl 49, bro. Super Bowl 49.
It seemed like it's been more Super Bowls than that. Only 49?
Yeah, 49.
That's light.
Man, football is my favorite sport, bro. I love basketball, but football is my absolute favorite sport, man. Like, there's nothing better than a good, good football game. And, you know, football season is so short.
Hey, Spence.
Yo.
I know that. You know how many times you told me? You know what I'm saying? You love football, man. You actually like playing football more than b-ball, man. Maybe. Yeah. I gotta give the audience a quick disclaimer.
Wait a minute. Watch your mouth, man.
Excuse me? You gonna let me talk or let me talk?
Is relevant to Super Bowl 49?
You ain't do your education, Spence. You ain't do your education. Now the reason why I know you like football better than basketball. You want to know why? Ask me.
Why?
I think you know because somebody like myself be dropping from half court. You just can't beat me. I'm sorry. I gotta let the fans know, Puerto Rico. I gotta let the fans know, Puerto Rico. DJ Magic Spins threw the ball in the swimming pool, so we couldn't continue the game.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
If y'all believe that, y'all don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway.
Yeah, they do. Hey, I'm lying.
Yeah.
What you trying to say? What you trying to say? Bitch is lying.
Man, but yo, did you ever notice, man, getting back to Super Bowl 49, did you ever notice, of course, for those of you who don't know who's playing, if you don't follow football, it's New England Patriots, Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks is their second year in a row going to the Super Bowl. Of course, many of us saw the game that led to this game where they came back after the Packers was beating that ass.
That's crazy. People on Facebook were prematurely posting – man, it's a shame with the Pats, you know what I mean? They came back.
They were.
I hate Brady. I hate Brady. Why? Because did you see that press conference when he had a cold?
Yeah, I did.
Get this man a Kleenex. He's straight wiping his snot. Yo, I was eating breakfast. That grossed me out. He's straight wiping snot on his arm, man. Like, who does that? We don't know. But we actually do know. Brady does that. America's golden boy. He's so perfect, but he's not, you know? And
he ain't no more perfect than Russell Wilson. Illustrious. Who's going to win? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Who you got?
Seahawks? Yeah. Brady got a cold, man. Brady got a cold. Listen, this is the deal.
Boston.
This is the deal. Seahawks will win if the footballs are fully inflated.
Oh, here we go. I'm just saying. What did Tom Brady have to do with that? Why did it get associated with Tom Brady? Tom Brady is the one that throw the football.
No.
If anybody would have took the air out, it would have been the center.
Friends, you're going to let me talk, you're going to let me talk. Listen, the reason why, what does Brady have to do with it? Because before the game, the QB is the person who tests the balls.
Somebody hikes it to him. Somebody hiking to him. The center's got to hike it to him.
No,
I know. I play center.
What I'm saying is, before the game, the quarterback is the one that tests the balls. And he said it was good. He even said in the press conference, yeah, when I got the footballs, they were all fine. I don't know what happened. And Brett Favre, he also said, and by the way, download his app. The sports link. It's pretty dope. It's called The Score.
Yeah.
It's like a Twitter for sports. But anyway, what he was saying, he was like, he even validated, like, before the game, you have to test the football. And the reason why, it would be to a quarterback's advantage. Yeah, the center snaps the ball, but you threw a football before. It would be much easier. You remember those cheap footballs that have, like, no air in them? It's easier to grip and catch. It's easier to throw that than a fully inflated football. Trust me.
Well, okay, I'll put it like this. Do they not have a whole team full of referees who also touch the football in between every play? Every time, whether it's a completion or incompletion, whether they run the ball, whether they pass the ball, in between plays, the referee touches the ball every single fucking time. How come
nobody
said?
We don't know. We don't know if they. We don't know. I like that. Good job on that, man. Quick question to you. Since you asked me the question, who do you think is going to win and why?
I'll tell you what. I don't give a shit who wins. But if I had to choose.
So you big Sean in it, huh? So you yay on the sideline, huh?
Yeah, I mean. I don't care who wins, but I actually do like Marshawn Lynch, man, and I'll tell you why.
Because
you know he's been
because
all
he wants
news.
Because he wants Nino Brown. He wants to be Nino Brown.
I don't think he wants to be Nino Brown. I think he just wants to play football.
No, he actually does want to be Nino Brown. He even said it. I don't know if you saw the clip where it showed him on
Beast
the sidelines, huh?
Beast mode.
No. On the sidelines, he was talking to Mr. Asshole. You're nothing. You're nothing. You can never be as good as me. What have you accomplished? When he was talking to that guy, the Kanye West of football.
You talking about Sherman?
Who else am I talking about?
That's Sherman. We were talking about Marshawn Lynch.
What I'm saying when Lynch was talking to Sherman on the sideline, you can pull it up. It's actually pretty decent. I respect my man. He was telling him, he was like, yo, what are you doing for Christmas? Sherman was like, what are you doing for Christmas? And Lynch was like, Christmas? It ain't even Thanksgiving yet. But for Thanksgiving, you know, I'm gonna bring turkey. I'm gonna buy turkeys for the community. I'm on my Nino Brown shit.
Yeah, okay.
I respect that. I like dude. You know? He's real.
Yeah.
He's real. Him and Sherman is real. I really like Sherman. I hate him, but I like him.
Yeah, me too. He's kind of a dick. But why?
He's kind of, hey, he's Jesus. He's Jesus on the turf, man. You know?
That goofy ass laugh. You laugh like a girl, dog.
You're nothing.
You do.
You're nothing. You're nothing. You're nothing. He wouldn't even let dude talk. Damn.
Oh my.
Yo, why he straight Clay Davidson, man? Come on, B. But he can back it up, though.
He can. This is, people don't want to hear his big-ass mouth. And that's why a lot of people don't want the Seahawks to win. I honestly don't care who wins, but I like Marshawn Lynch, and I would like to see him get another ring. You know, I mean, I don't care. My team is not in it, but
it's always good. It's always good for a black QB to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
put it that way.
Yeah, definitely. I think Russell Wilson is very underrated. I will say that Russell Wilson is probably the most underrated quarterback. You know, when people talk about all the good quarterbacks, they always talk about Peyton Manning. They talk about Tom Brady. You know,
and come on, Spence. Because the people who are giving that conversation are Darren Wilsons. For real. Yeah. Come on, Donovan. To me, Donovan. Yo, that's the nicest QB I've ever seen. Why? Because he's a QB / running back. Nice. Underrated. Every black quarterback, including Wade, we're dating back to the Oilers. Mr. Moon. Nobody gets their credit. Yeah. It was always Joe Montana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was a joke, and I hated the 49ers. There was a joke that was like, what's the difference between Joe Montana and a dollar?
You can get four quarters out of a dollar.
These guys aren't athletic. These guys aren't athletic. They're not coming to press conferences with a cold, wiping the snot on their sleeve. Come on, man. Give our brother some credit.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You saw what Marshawn Lynch is doing every time, even on media day when people are required to talk to
him. I'm here because I don't want to get fined. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
That's crazy.
Marshawn, what do you think about, what did you guys do to prepare for the Patriots coming to Super Bowl? I'm only here so I don't get fired.
him and Sherman are definitely a collabo. They're like DJ Maxwell Spins and SB Illustrious. They got the same feather and they flock together. Those Seahawks flock together, you know? Come on, who says that? Some asshole is it? that's like interviewing your boy. Leave that to the politicians. No.
they keep trying to get him to say stuff, man. This one reporter was like, Marshawn, the reason you don't talk to people on the press is because your words have been misconstrued. He was like, I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Yo, my man, you about to be in the Super Bowl. Have a little bit of enthusiasm. What you mean you're only here because you're about to be fined? What else are you going to do?
I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Bitch smack your wife in the elevator? Come on.
Another press conference, he didn't even give him that much, yo. He was just like, you know why I'm here.
They
asked him 29 different questions, and everybody fired back with the same answer.
Yo, he's straight young, thugging it, yo. Like, you ain't getting nothing out of this interview. I'm going to make you look stupid. You know what I mean? You did your homework. You practiced. I mean, we sitting up here talking about practice.
Yo, this, answer me this, though, dog. I've always had this question, too. Answer me this. Why is it that athletes are, quote, unquote, required to speak to the press? Do you think that's fair? I mean, they're not communication majors. All they, you know, you stick a mic in front of somebody and they could have just lost the game seven, been the reason they lost game seven or whatever it is. Rasheed Wallace also had an issue with the press. What's up with that? Why do you think they make people try to talk to the press?
We don't know.
Isn't it clear that he don't want to talk to them?
We don't know.
They're getting nowhere with this.
Since we own the National Football League, you know what I mean? More importantly, obviously, you don't fuck about Seahawks or the Patriots. Let's take it back to the gateway, man. Are they going back to L.A.? Are they going back to L.A.? Oh, my God. That's bad. That's bad.
I don't know anymore. You see the new stadium that was proposed. That stadium is dope.
Word.
That stadium is hella dope.
Word. I don't think they'll approve that, though. I think homeboy said I'm going back to fucking the City of Angels. And I saw your Facebook post. You know, all y'all that's hating on the Rams, you know, I would much rather at least have a team, even if we lose every game.
They're gonna make me root for the Chiefs, man. I don't want to root for these.
I saw that post. You know, look at Chicago Bears. Look at the Bears. The Bears. They have the worst record in history. They're horrible. But they have diehard fans because they have a team. At least you have a team to root for.
Right.
You know,
you gotta support the home team.
You know, even if they don't win one game, at least they're in St. Louis.
Right.
You know?
You gotta support them, man. You're right. You have to.
And
otherwise you
and,
don't have anything to root for.
And the grocery bagger with Marshall Faulk, St. Louis has won a championship for a young team. What are they talking about? L.A.? L.A.'s record was horrible, too.
Yeah.
But at least in St. Louis, when they changed the colors from bright yellow to bronze, these guys won a Super Bowl championship, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and it was the greatest show on turf. And it's greatest show on turf.
Isaac Bruce. Oh my God.
Those Rams go down as one of the best teams in history, man. You always remember that show on
my
turf.
Man, Kurt Warner showed up, and he was a backup.
Yeah, he did.
I'm like, who is this guy? Did you see? He used to throw it in the pocket, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Black Rob, like, whoa.
Don't it seem like Super Bowl Sunday is a holiday? I mean, to me, it seems more of a holiday.
It is a holiday.
Some real holidays.
It's like Thanksgiving.
It's like Thanksgiving, and it's like New Year's.
Because if you don't get invited to a Super Bowl party, it's like New Year's Eve without a date. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
If you sitting up in the crib watching it by yourself, that's like corny. And it's also ritualistic. Like with the Super Bowl, you know, one thing that I particularly like about the Super Bowl, that's when they have the best commercials.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You don't mind watching a commercial.
Arm and a leg.
Arm and a leg and some ears.
But you know what? Last year, I paid attention to those commercials, and it wasn't all that last year to me. Last year, I think the Super Bowl commercials was kind of, I didn't like them that much last year. It's been some years where they straight had some funny commercials, but.
True. Budweiser usually got some decent commercials.
Yeah, Budweiser usually.
That
was some where they created that. What's up?
But before that, I'm gonna take it back. Bud, why? Still about that. Boy, we ain't talking. We ain't talking Clydesdales. You know what I mean? that was my favorite one. Get it? Yeah, man. Were you watching the Super Bowl last, Spence?
I'm gonna be here, man.
Yeah.
I got work and stuff to do this weekend, so.
You're going to do a YouTube video, by the way, DJ Magic Spin, a.k.a. Chef Boy, your D. Yeah. What you going to be making Super Bowl, man?
I haven't decided yet, man. I'll probably do some appetizers, man, just some toasted ravioli, St. Louis style. I'll probably make some rotel, you know, the usual shit.
You got to do an info video. They got to see that. So for a Super Bowl party, this is what you do. Because you keep it simple. You keep it easy. And when I watch your videos, everybody in the audience, check his videos out. Because after watching his videos, he makes it look easy. That chicken pot pie, that chicken pot pie, you know. You got to bend the crust a little bit. Magic. It'll feed two families, but if you're single, you only need one. He breaks it. Damn. Don't sleep on spins. He can cook, y'all. He can cook.
That's my YouTube channel. Check me out, man. Subscribe to my channel. That's Damon Lowry, DamonLowry. That's my GOVT name. You feel me? Check out my YouTube page. Subscribe, man. Follow the recipes. I've had a few people that have actually followed them and gave me, thumbs up. Like, thanks for the recipe. This is good. The whole family liked this. The whole family ate it. That type of stuff.
Yeah. But I just want to let y'all know. I just want to let y'all know Chef Boyardee don't wear shoes when he cooks. It's all good, though, but he still can cook. And he gets fresh. Better not find nothing, man. Yo, that fried chicken pop on your big toe, it's a wrap. Ouch.
I don't make fried chicken. I don't fry nothing. I don't fry nothing around here, partner.
Okay, health freak.
In some years.
Okay, health freak. I can dig it. I can dig it. I can dig it.
Don't fry nothing. Yo, I was listening to the news the other day, man, because I have a journalism class which requires me to listen to the news in the morning, and they were saying the average person on Super Bowl Sunday takes in 2,400 calories just at the Super Bowl party.
Wow. Probably 70, because 50% is from beer, and the other 50% is the dip. The fried chicken wings, the burgers.
Chicken wings.
You know.
Sliders, pizza.
But, yo, there's two halftime shows that we will always remember. The first one is your boy Timber. Timber Fake, ripping that nipple out. And then when, you know, push comes to shove, you know, he's gonna play Mr. Brady. I'm a good boy. I'm Mr. Goody. We don't know. Yeah. And obviously the second one, I'm always drunk in love with her. Shit. She's so hot. She's so hot. She shut the lights down. That's never happened. Never happened. I'm like, wow. But you know who I nominate, who should have done the Super Bowl?
Who?
We don't know. Him himself. Man. Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Coming out on stage with that dress and that dumbass mask. But he's a performer. You seen that mask he be putting on?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that? Weirdo. But he's good, though. He's an entertainer. It is what it is. Who's doing the halftime show, by the way?
I wish I could tell you, man. I don't even know. I don't know. Let me give me a couple minutes, and I'll get back to you on that.
All right. You're supposed to be doing your homework, B. So that's what you do. What are you doing? You slipping at 15. Freddie Faye.
Yeah.
Oscar, yeah. Grammy, I can dig it. You won't call me out.
That was good.
You won't call me out. I know.
Okay, they got Katy Perry. Katy Perry.
Who's that?
And come on, man, Katy Perry. You know who the hell Katy Perry is?
No,
and
I really
Elliott.
Don't. Missy Elliott. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Last time I seen Missy Elliott, she was skinny on Lifetime. Missy Elliott's coming back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Freaky. Lenny Kravitz, too. So.
Yo, what is this, a 90s Super Bowl? Lenny Kravitz. I think I'm bringing out Maxwell, too. Crisscross. Jermaine Dupree.
Hill.
Yeah, what's going on? Fugees? Yo, you're going to have to take that off, man, because that throws me off my balance, yo. Like, every time you play that, I forget what I'm about to say. Because all I can think about is Clay Davis, you know, talking to the mayor who's getting blown off in the office, you know what I mean? Clay Davis coming in and talking to, I know that. It just throws me off, man. I think I'm watching The Wire. And by the way, you know, like I said last show, DJ Magic Spins, he definitely put up an email where he told me in 2K12. And by the way, DJ Magic Spins, I'm gonna give him some factoids, okay? music, TV, movies. He's the guy. He knows what he's talking about, because here in 2015, because I'm a late bloomer, you know. Now I'm hooked on The Wire. So whatever DJ Magic Spins recommends, that's why he's a DJ. He knows music. He knows movies. He can cook. He can put together vacations. What can't you do, man? Besides beat me on a basketball court. Shit. Yeah, that's me draining from half court. Yeah, I get respect from the half court line. Tell them, Spence. Don't lie. Oh, we saw. We put it in the, it's the past tense. See, I've done that. Yeah. Anyway.
Yo, man. So, Super Bowl 49, man. We got about 3 minutes left in the broadcast, y'all.
What's the spread, by the way?
I never gave it to you. So, although I like Marshawn Lynch and him, I really don't want to see the same team win back-to-back Super Bowls. So
but you want to see the Pats win? That's like America's team. You know?
Yeah,
that's
America kind of needs that right now. Nobody expects them to beat the Seahawks. That's why I always root for the underdog, and I don't think
you're rooting
really
for the Patriots spins? Really?
Yep.
The All-American, Mr. Super Hero, Brady,
my team isn't there.
Yeah, but come on, man.
I don't care who wins. I don't care who wins, but usually I root for the underdog, and the Patriots are definitely the underdog in this series.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Brady wasn't even supposed to be in the Super Bowl. He wasn't even supposed to be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what's cool about it is both of them was 14-4. Both of them had the same record. But, like, in the beginning of the season, I didn't see them, you know what I'm saying, coming out the AFC. I didn't see the Patriots. I didn't see
them. Who did you see? Who did you predict? Who did you forecast?
Let's see. I thought for sure the 49ers was gonna come out the NFC. I did think that, and they didn't even.
We're tired of seeing Big Nose Arab Kaepernick. You know? He just can't pull it together. He just can't do it.
He's overrated. He's overrated right now. He's overrated.
Yeah.
Well, yo, what you doing for Super Bowl, man?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
None of your business.
You and X going to watch it?
You hear what I said? None of your business. Was my tape.
Ain't none of your business what I'm doing.
None of your business what I'm doing. Yo, Spins, I love that. Where did you find that? Where did you find? I thought, ladies and gentlemen, I really thought Spins was gonna be like, you know, come with just the regular shit. But he always comes correct. He's your guy. He's Mr. Multimedia. Good job. But we need to get that intro back. We need to get that intro back because that British lady just told us 60 seconds, you know?
Yeah, man. We'll be back on it next week, man. I don't know what's up with the site, why it wouldn't let me. I tried it for like over an hour back-to-back trying to upload it. And the only thing it would give me is Clay Davis. I couldn't even get Kanye on there. So, you know, we'll try again next week. But, yeah, for sure, man. You got anything you want to add before we shut it down for the evening?
Yeah, man. Listen, Miami Vice, if you have a vice, listen to your voice. Don't do it. Because if you do it, if you put your Nikes on and just do it, you're going to be 2100 in the hole, man. That's my advice. That's what I had to add. But hopefully everybody has a safe Super Bowl. It'll be fun. I want to see the Seahawks win because they got the triangle offense and defense. They on that Phil Jackson.
We'll get to see next week the total results. Also, before we shut down, man, I want to send a special shout-out to my friend that passed away yesterday. I want to have a moment of silence for her. So let's go ahead and have a moment of silence real quick for Reese Ball. All right. So, yeah. Anyway, man, I hope to see y'all next weekend. Hope everybody listened, enjoyed the show. Hope y'all.
Yo, where Ramon at? Ramon's not on the line. Where's Factoid? Where's Triple OG? Man. What's going on, man?
Hey.
What's going on? I'm getting tired of talking. I'm getting tired of just talking to you. You know, where's Freddie at? Where's Freddie from the Bay Area? What's going on? Where you at, Freddie?
Maybe he just didn't have nothing to say this week, bro. Maybe he just didn't want to say nothing.
But what's the tagline, though? What do we do? You know, speak your mind on the open line. Even if you just want to say, what's up? I like what you're doing. We love when you guys are vocal.
Yep, and check out the archives, man. Also follow us on Twitter. It's at BST_101. And make sure you check out the Facebook page, Barbershop Talk 101. You have been listening to Barbershop Talk 101. We on every Friday, same time, same place, 5:30 Central to 6 p.m.
Can we get one more Clay Davis since we don't have the outro? Hey, yo, Spence, real quick, before the British lady cuts us off, where can they watch The Wire?
Oh, Amazon Prime.
And on HBO On Demand. You already know.
Yeah.
Barbershop Talk 101, we love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Spins, you have a great weekend. I love you, my dude. You just as wild as me. You know what I mean? And we'll reconnect next Friday.
Yes, sir. Peace out, y'all.